how to be happy inside this death cult that you're in. And it's not just the USA, it's worldwide. It's a death cult, people. From the medical, the pharmaceutical, to the food, to the media, to Hollywood, to movies, all of it's a death cult. Even though the truth is hidden in plain view, they still try to promote death. You know, they try to put 666 in your face. You know, if you go online, what are they putting in your face? Fear, doubt. I mean, even if I post something about they're poisoning the food, I know there's a solution. The only reason I'm bringing it to awareness is to give a solution. As soon as I walk outside the house, the death cult next door comes and sits on the porch, smoking their stuff, drinking their stuff. Who knows what they're doing? It's always about once a month an ambulance goes over there for an overdose. The death cult's right beside me. I face it every day. I work around it. I see these creatures who are stuck in the death cult. They're dead. They're dead. They're zombies. They're dead in trespasses and sins. And so as you're going about your daily business, it doesn't matter if it's some Hollywood agent. It doesn't matter if it's some medical agent. They're putting it in your face all the time. Even if you do, let's say you did marry somebody who's spiritually awake, they're going to attack that person. They're going to bombard that person with subliminals, with all kinds of stuff. What you think is going to make you happy usually doesn't. They put that out there. They put that apple out there to try to see what's going to make you happy. So then they give you a little bit of it, and they pull it away. For real. You think I'm joking? This is the real deal, people. It's a watcher, Illuminati attack on your soul. They're trying to get you to not have faith in God. They're trying to make life so hard on you by devaluing the money, by bad news, by wars. They're trying to make you weak and sick. They want you to eat all that sugar. It makes you weak. They want people to get sick and diabetes and all that and get cancer. And all this stuff is, you're able to heal it all if you just catch it in time and start fasting and quit eating their grease. The French fries aren't that bad. Probably the grease that is cooked in McDonald's and all. You can actually, when you cut back sugar, you can actually smell how it's just rancid. It's rancid. It's just terrible. Kind of like when you get away from the Jezebel spirits and you stay away from them a while, and then they show back on the scene. And so let's say some Jezebel tries to get in. She puts on her makeup and her painted face, and she just makes you sick. The narcissist put on a good talk, but after you've been through it enough times, you realize it's just a talk. It's not even, it's just fluff. It's not real. You know, if you look at the person in a snapshot and you don't look at their everyday life, how they deal with people, do they serve people on the job? Do they serve people in society? You know, are they spreading the truth? Is it all about Babylon? You know, if you look back at Rihanna and Gaga and all those singers back about 3 or 4 years ago, what was her other one's name? The lady that was on the news because they said she had a plastic surgery on her behind. What was that lady's name? A white girl from Australia trying to sound black. What was her name? Anyway, they were all talking about Queen Bee. They want to be Queen Bee, you know. That was what it was all about. Now look at them. Look at Poppy. She's gone down. Look at all of them. Look at the system. It's going down. The Queen Bee Hive Mind 666 Flesh Mind System is going down. They're getting old. Somebody replaces them. And all that effort they did on their music and their movies and all, they can't speak back because they make money off of that. They can't talk back because they make money off of it. If they talk back about the system, they'll shut down their TV show or their movie or their music. You know, have you ever noticed? Every year, probably in April, March, April, May, somewhere in there, I can't remember exactly. They play that that same song over and over by a bunch of songs. They play the same old songs over and over, and you're like, why are they doing that? Because they have to pay. Those people sold their souls out to the devil. So, and it was a mind control thing. So they have to keep playing it. Who was it? Greece. The song Greece. It always comes out the same time every year. And there's another song that comes out when you were in the summertime. The song Sailing. They don't want the truth to go out. They want the lies to go out. That's why I'm sending out thumb drives to people. See, they've already caught me. They're already watching me again. They're watching me. As the channel, if you start to grow really fast, they watch the statistics. You think the statistics are for you to watch your views, but actually the statistics are for the Illuminati to keep you from growing. Once you hit 10,000 views, they shut you down. 10,000 subscribers, they will shut you down. Unless you join up with them. You got to get tattoos. You got to support the system. And if you don't, they shut you down. Why? Because it's Babylon. It's the hive. When you renew your mind and you look at the fractal, and you cannot, and it's not just in Hollywood or music industry. It's in the corporate industries. One out of three CEOs are psychopaths. That's what the statistics are. Well, how's that? Because the ones that rise up are the psychopaths in a psychopathic system. The Pharaoh was a psychopath. Even with the kings of Israel, you know, we know David got saved. But look what David did. He rose up. Even though he was a man after God's own heart, but he still was a bloody man. God wouldn't let him build the temple because he shed so much blood. Solomon went into idolatry. Pride. Look at Andrew Tate. Okay, so Andrew Tate's claiming that he's not in the Matrix. Well, he is. He's part of it. But if you break his name down, Andrew, and means together, draw. Tate is T, which is the cross, 8. He's got to go, just like everybody else, he's got to go through some success, and then he's got to fail. Success, fail. Success, fail. It's part of the game. And so, I'm not saying I agree with them or don't agree with them or whatever. I'm just saying these are people who rise up in the system, but then they got to be knocked down. So what they're trying to do, if he's not a part of the system, which I think he is, because he's trying to promote greed. He's trying to promote rebellion. I'm not saying that the government's always right. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying your authority is always right. But if you honor authority, God will change the king's heart. But they guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. If you study the word greed, if you look up the word greed, I did this like 20 years ago. I looked up the word greed in every verse. Do you realize that when God is judging you, he sends you into greediness? Greediness is a sign of God's judgment on you. The love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, but the love of money. You can make a living. See, these corporate leaders who are in the debt money system, the Babylonian system, they're all trying to get rich. But have you noticed, but their bubble crashes and they lose a lot of money. They gain it back, but they lose money. Can you imagine being responsible for thousands of people if they get laid off? Amazon, Walmart, all these companies, Twitter, all these companies just laid off a bunch of people. Google. The Google engineers are in shock. They got laid off. They were shocked. A husband and wife was shocked. Why were you shocked? It's just a job. J-O-B. They thought they probably went into debt. So here's the problem. They went into debt way over their head, according to, instead of making, just having a $20,000 a year lifestyle, and they were making $200,000 a year, whatever they were making. Instead of just living off of $20,000 of it and putting the rest, investing in REITs or real estate property or something, they were living off of a dream, a bubble. They were living in a bubble. So no matter what you do, they're trying to pull you down. If they can't pull you down, they're going to attack the people around you. And if that still don't, they don't stop. If they can't pull you into their cult, they attack the people around you. And if the people around you don't think you're crazy, they remove them and they surround you with witches. They surround you with narcissists, psychopaths. They want you to be upset and burn out and not happy, and they want to take away your joy. So how do you stay happy in a situation where you're being lied to, gaslit, abused, manipulated? How do you stay happy? You enjoy the simple things of life. Because even if you were rich, you would still have only the simple things. No matter where you go, if you enjoy going to a restaurant, go to that restaurant. If you enjoy looking at the skies, look at the sky. If you enjoy planting some food, plant some food. See, they put all this stuff out there like they're going to take away this, they're going to do this to make you mad. The conspiracy theorist, which is I'm one, it's real. I'm not saying it's not real. But most of them are doing it to put you in fear, to make you bitter and mad. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So they wanted to steal your love. They want to steal your power, and they want to steal your sound mind. Think about what I'm telling you. They want to steal your faith. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Opposite of fear is faith. I don't care who it is. I actually have more respect for Joe Rogan than I do Alex Jones, because Joe Rogan stays calm and he tries to tell people, hey, you can get ahead in the system, you can get out of debt, you got to work hard. And I would actually respect Andrew Tate, even though he is a little bit rough around the edges about certain things. But I would respect him more than I would Alex Jones. And all these top, some of these Fox News broadcasters, they are waking up to the truth. I respect them more than I do Alex Jones. Alex Jones did wake a lot of people up, don't get me wrong. But why don't he start giving solutions? And one of the solutions is to wake more people up. I know that. I'm not attacking the man. He did a lot of good, but at the same time, you have to see it's a multi-level reverse psyop. Even if he's not doing reverse psyop, they're doing one on him, because he doesn't believe in the pre-trib rapture, so that's why he's trying to stop the devil. But you can't stop it. Only the saints, only the truth stops it. When the church is called up, until he who letteth be taken out of the way. So if you believe in a post-trib, you're going to be fighting the devil and his system. If you believe in a pre-trib, you're going to be winning souls, knowing that the saints, the church, resist the evil. The more people that get saved, the more the evil's resisted, because greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. So there's a reverse psyop done on people. Some of these agents, you don't even know if they're agents or not. They might not be. They're just confused. And they've went down a path that their pride won't let them back up. And I saw that with witches. I saw that with gematria people. I saw it with these people who are Gnostics. They go down this path and their pride won't let them back up. They worship a piece of the pie instead of the whole pie. And what is the whole pie? Jesus is the whole pie. They worship a piece. What's a piece? Some kind of human belief system, some kind of human endeavor, some kind of human energy or human belief system, instead of believing the word and rightly dividing it. So they worship a person instead of God. You're better off marrying somebody who don't worship you, you know. J. Vernon McGee said one time, he said, marry somebody who worships you. I don't agree with him. J. Vernon McGee said, marry somebody who worships you. I understand what he was saying. Somebody who puts you up on high, but when you're in a situation like that 24/7, it's not gonna last. Number one, and number two, so you're gonna be discouraged. Number two, you want somebody to hold you accountable. You might want somebody who fights with you. They love you, but they won't let you destroy yourself. Do you understand? You're destroying yourself. Okay, you're drinking every day. So, all right, so I'm not going to chase no other woman, but I'm leaving the house, or you're leaving the house. Something's going to happen. Somebody's leaving the house. I'm not going to put up with this drinking every day and this cursing and this smoking yourself to death or whatever. You want somebody holding you accountable. That's real love. It's tough love. Tough love is real love. Even like you're born into a family. A lot of times you're born into a family, a bloodline. You might not like them. You all go different ways. But when you see them, they hold you accountable. Why are you doing this? Why'd you do this? Why did you do this? Now, they should be saying they should be nice about it. You should be nicer to your family than you are a stranger. We know that. But with a stranger, you're just cordial. You don't really rebuke them in their stupidity, because it's not love there, you know. So when you love somebody, you try to pull them out of their delusion and their miry clay and all. So why are we here? The world's going to get worse and worse. There's nothing new under the sun. It's no different. The Illuminati's always been here. The actors have always been here. The singers the clowns have always been here. So what do you do here? And I know there's some people just like my neighbor. The drug heads next door, and the vagabonds next door, and the transistors. I know they're not probably going to get saved unless they come to the end of themselves. Those kind of people have to come to, just like everybody, really, you have to come to the end of yourself. The chances of them getting saved, slim. So I just put a Bible verse on the fence, and they see it every day they come out the door. That's all I can do, because I know what I'm dealing with. Okay, how's it going? Busy tonight?
A little.
The chances of them getting saved is slim, but they're in that situation for a reason. Anybody can be saved. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're born in a matrix of lies and delusions and dreams and visions and all that. But as you get older, you realize most of the stuff that they told you was a lie, and most of the stuff will never happen. And the people who do rise up, they put the apple out there, Bill Gates, Buffett, Elon, they're all part of the system. They were pushed up. I mean, Elon's trying to get you connected to the computer, to tie your brain to the computer. That's part of the chip. That's part of the 666. Don't you see? He's part of it. whether he knows it or not. If they're trying to make you bitter, they're part of it. Have a good one. If you go on TikTok, or not TikTok, what's the other one? They put these images in front of you, and what's up with all them women putting their feet up? What's that about? They try to entice you with money, the world, the flesh, the pride of life, greed, everything the Bible says not to do. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes not to even look upon a maid. How is it possible even to apply that today? You can't. Your wife will say, why are you scrolling all that looking at them women? Well, it's right there in your face. You can't help it. I'm not saying it's a good thing. But you see through that. You see through that. I mean, a hand is a hand, a foot is a foot, skin is skin. There's nothing new out there to look at that's exciting. You've seen it all. And that's what I'm talking about, the repeat. So the repeat, even though they have no new game, they can put anything in front of you. Women, drugs, fun, parties, drinking, riches, money, laziness. Really, you don't want to be lazy. That makes you sick. They want you to think, well, if I get rich, I can just be served instead of served. That's wrong. It's not even healthy for you. It's upside down. The system's upside down. So when you wake up to it, no matter what they put in front of you, it's upside down. This is why the mind of Christ is so important. Because when you get the mind of Christ, think about Jesus and John the Baptist and all the prophets. I went and got a double cheeseburger just to test my theory at another store. And it tastes awful. This tastes awful. It's a death cult. But I spent $12, I'm gonna eat it. I don't even know if I can eat it. I might have to throw this out. When you don't eat their trash, you taste it. I smelled it before I even took a bite. I don't even know if I can eat this. I ate three bites. I can't even eat it. I'm going back to the house. I'm gonna put some spices on it to decorate it. But I'm not eating cheese. I tried a cheeseburger at McDonald's. Terrible. I spit it out. So I said, let me try a different. Maybe it's just the grease at McDonald's. Let me try a different store. Because it's been a year and a half since I started fasting and cutting back sugar and all that stuff and eating good oils like coconut oil and stuff like that, extra virgin olive oil. It's so bad, people. I promise you. You can't even eat it once you cut back sugar and cut back the junk, the fast food junk. It tastes terrible. So this is my point. My point is, you're in a death cult at every level. Not only is it the food,
It's the media.
It's the conspiracy guys that don't give a solution or point you back to God. It's the people who try to take away your peace and make you think that you don't have everything you need right where you are. Whoever you are, listening to me. Be content where you are. Try to get yourself in a situation where you have your own space, your own time, and you enjoy your job, your work, you enjoy what you do, and just live in peace. You don't have to be a YouTube star. You don't have to be an Instagram star. You don't have to be a star. You already are a star in the eyes of God. The more you isolate yourself from the system, like John the Baptist, Jesus, the more the system follows you. I'm serious. Every time I upload a video, every time I upload an image, everything that I do, it reflects back. Today I cut up some onions and some garlic. Mixed it in with some corn. I was going to mix it in with some peas, but there wasn't an expiration date on the can, so I threw it away. So I mixed it in with some corn, threw some spice in there, because I want for the next 30 days, I want to eat onions and garlic just to test it and see what happens. And after I ate and I posted a few links on my website, I took 2 days off this weekend to do nothing. So I was just relaxing today. Next week will probably be pretty busy. So I said, let me just relax. And so I scrolled some online stuff and guess what showed up? My thought was, I'm going to cut some onions. This is how the quantum connection with the universe works. And garlic, do that for a week. Hopefully I'll sweat it out and see what happens, like a detox. And sure enough, I scrolled the Instagram thing and they had Andrew Tate on there talking about how the Chinese military ate onions for 30 days. To keep from dying through their intense training. The only way they could survive was eat onions every day for 30 days. That's what he said. Now, what's that about? I posted an image on a video and somebody reflected it back. She reflected it back like I don't see her. Either they're trying to mock you or they're saying, I see you, or they're listening, or they're a slave and they don't want to be a slave. Who knows? But all I can say is, when you don't follow the system follows you. Just like God is the hound of heaven till you get saved. Then when you get saved, the system is a hound after you to try to pull you back, get their attention. They're all trying to get your attention. The system, Babylon, they're trying to get your attention. The lights. The neon lights. The bells, the whistles, the merry-go-rounds, the circus is all trying to get your attention. The whole system's a circus. The whole system is a circus trying to get your attention. It feeds off of you, especially when you're secure and you got your identity and you know who you are in Christ. They have to feed off you. Do you hear what I'm saying? They feed off of you. It's a narcissistic system, and the narcissists feed off of you because they have no identity. Do you understand? The whole system's narcissistic. This is real. And so if you're saved, if you're born again, do your thing. You don't need them. You don't need anybody. You can be happy being single. You can be happy. Let's say there's a family out there, just you and your family. You should be happy. If you got a faithful, loyal wife, be happy. If she decides to leave, that's her. That's on her. You can still be happy. If it's a saved woman and the man decides to leave, just be happy. You're not here to worship mankind. You're here to seek God, to know God, to keep His commandments. What are His commandments? To believe on His Son. So they're doing their best to take away your faith. And they do it in a very subtle way to knock you out of your faith without you even knowing you're walking by sight instead of by faith. It's a game. It's a mind game. I'm gonna go in this store and get me a banana and an apple. It could be your best friend speaking stuff that's contrary to pull you down without, they don't even know they're saying it. They're part of the system, they're tied to it, and they're actually a part of it and don't even know it. And it's sad.